It's Friday, and this is Econ 919, your weekly look at what keeps the central Kenai Peninsula working. I'm Jay Barrett. Here on the Kenai Peninsula, we take our sports fishing seriously. People fly or drive thousands of miles for the opportunity to wet a line in our cold, fish-filled rivers and streams. Helping visitors do that is a full-time job for thousands and a score of industries. And today, on Econ 919, we talk with the developer of a new smartphone app that is designed to take sports fishing as seriously as the angler who uses it.
Yeah, well, my name is James Voss. I'm a former local guy that grew up here, went to Kenai High School, and moved away, and have been coming back up here with my family for the last 4 or 5 years. And starting at the end of last summer, we developed an app called Alaska Fishtopia, which was really intended to put all of the information that we all want at our fingertips as we plan our vacations and our fishing adventures and any other outdoor adventure, and then what you can do when you're done fishing for the day. It's $1.99 a year, and we need to do that because we have servers that have to run all of the information, and we have to touch the data a few times a year to make sure it's all current for tides and all of the information we provide. And the app is super easy to navigate, and I'll just kind of go through the parts of it, but it begins with events and entertainment. And as I mentioned, the content is really rich and compelling. We've got bios and histories on the events that are taking place and anything that we think a person might want to know about before they go do it. We have local weather, so you can plan kind of your attire for the day. The next area is marine weather, and that lets us predict the wind conditions and the sea conditions where we may be bottom fishing and doing some halibut-type fishing. And then we have live buoys. So out there, scattered across the state, are buoys in the water that have radios attached to them that feed their current conditions of wind, water temperature, swell height, and it all depends upon the newness of the buoy, how long it's been out there and how new it is, but they all present that type of information. We have the tides, as I mentioned, that gives us the tidal movement across the entire state for every location that's predicted by NOAA, and we do that for the entire year. Currents as well. An area that I love, and maybe should have even mentioned first, is we have the top 20 rivers in Alaska available for the fish counts daily. So as soon as the numbers get updated, our app has the numbers updated as well, and we present a graph that shows you the three-year average along with this year's current run, and you can go select any year you might want to see between 2013 and today. And then finally, there's two other areas. We have a bragging page that we call Today's Catch, and we highly encourage people to show off their success for the day. And then we have an area called News and Fishing Reports, where we grab everything that we find on news and fishing, including information that's coming from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and we push it out right into this app so that people are aware of what the current regulations are, any emergency orders, a liberalization, or a restriction on the river. And that's the summary of the app.
This doesn't sound like the kind of thing that you put together in your spare time on the weekends.
Oh, it was actually quite an investment and an effort. It took about five of us nearly 7 months to develop this app, and we really only rolled it out about 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
There are some real features that roll out this week. One of those is called Angler Prime, and for an additional $9.99 a year, people can have an upgraded membership, which gives them all kinds of purchasing discounts through the region.
How many guides do you have signed up so far?
You know, I haven't looked at the total guide count at this point, but there was a point last week, and we were signing up nearly five people a minute for several days. So the user base is really starting to grow, but I don't have actual counts on the final numbers yet.
Our number this week is $74.15, which is what a barrel of West Texas Intermediate oil finished the day at last Friday, the highest closing price since November 2014. However, Saudi Arabia has already cut its price by 20 cents at the urging of President Trump, who claimed OPEC was gouging America by letting the prices creep up. Well, that's it for this week's Econ 919. For KDLL Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett. Have a great weekend.